Can you tell us what happened to this boy?
Petrol was sprinkled on him and set on fire.
He was set on fire? Why?
Because he's a Sardarji.
That's a Sikh.
Sikh.
Who would do such a thing? His mother looked on. She was too dazed to speak.
Days after the killings, it was still the river, not the authorities, that bore away many of the bodies. Others were removed by the police, who are unsurprisingly sensitive about Trilokpuri.
Sorry, please.
Those who had survived were taken by the police to a refugee camp 5 miles away, which now holds 2,000 survivors of the massacres in East Delhi.
They burned the tire of this truck and put it in her neck and burnt alive. And her son also, they pulled him from the house. In the hair, they put kerosene oil and burnt alive. He ran and they threw stones on him and killed him.
Many seem to have had only the most basic medical attention, a smear of mercurochrome or ointment. But it was an organization of volunteers appalled at the atrocities who've organized the soup kitchens and emergency food centers and provided the medical supplies. And despite their